I must tell you that right now I am the toast of New York City. Every step I take and every venture is reported in the newspaper.
In the most aristocratic circles, all the clubs are talking about my champagne. All the newspapers in the union are talking about it. And that doesn't cost a penny. The name of Charles Heidsieck will be printed in capital letters, which will help to make the brand known.
General Butler offered me my freedom on the condition that I would leave the country. I refused. I do not just want my freedom. And I responded by asking for an apology for being insulted. Recognition of my rights to come and go freely. I can tell you this in confidence. I am humble, but not humiliated.
I have fallen, but I am not extinguished.
I am looking at the extent of the damage with a cool head, and I know that with a little help, time, and out of benevolence towards my wife, my five children, and myself, I am hopeful that I can fix everything, repay everything,
and rescue from this undignified banishment intact the name that my father gave to me.
For it is as intact that I wish to leave it to my children.
Me voici à Baltimore. Ces 200 000 habitants ont le bon goût de préférer le Charlesic à toute autre champagne, et nous y avons de bons amis qui tous sont aujourd'hui les miens. J'y ai été admirablement reçu.
De Baltimore, j'ai continué par Washington, où, du haut de son Capitole, on domine une ville morte à tout sauf à la politique. J'ai eu l'honneur d'être présenté à M. Buchanan, président des États-Unis,
et j'ai pu passer également plusieurs soirées avec des sénateurs d'opinions diverses.